Gary Boyer, opening day win. Congratulations, you must be pleased.
Oh, absolutely delighted. You know, it's just the start, but you know, that was the aim this morning, was to try and get that first win, and you know, against a very experienced Exeter team, you know, that have been together for a long time. So we knew that that was going to be a challenge from us. We're still new into the relationship, if you like. It's only been 6 weeks, where you know, they've been established with their manager for a long time. So yeah, you're right. We're absolutely delighted.
And it wasn't exactly straightforward, was it? Danny Filliscoe having to come out of it—that looks serious.
Yeah, it wasn't easy for us. You know, we've had a couple of changes today with injuries, and like you say, it was Potsy that actually kicked Danny Filliscoe, trying to score the goal after some brilliant play from Bright Samuel. So, yeah, it doesn't look good at this moment in time. But you know, with what we've got here, the medical team, you know, they're straight away on it. And so, fingers crossed, it won't be too long.
You talked about Gallen Vassell last week being a handful. Mm. He kept his composure really well when he was clean through for the goal.
Yeah, and I think it was great build-up play. You know, like you say, and initially the substitution so early in the game disrupted us a little bit, but Colin Daniel and Kyle linked up ever so well, and he kept his composure tremendously well, like you say. And you know, we were delighted when it lobbed in the net, because it seemed to take for ages.
Yeah, it was a slow motion job. It was in the air for ages, wasn't it?
Yeah, very much so. And I was, you know, thinking it was going over the bar, but fortunately for us, it dropped him.
And should a young Brad have made it two with that header?
Yeah, but what a great bit of play it was again. And, you know, I thought it was an entertaining game. Both teams had chances. It was a wonderful cross from Andy Taylor. But, you know, he was unlucky with it. But at least he's getting in those areas, and we were going to encourage him to get in those areas more.
And, of course, he was instrumental in the second, which took a little bit of pressure off. What a cross.
Yeah, fabulous cross, and he has that ability, you know. We're working hard with him on the other side of the game that he needs to improve for sure. But it's a fabulous cross, and, you know, obviously we've got a bit of luck with the deflection. But if you put the ball in at those areas with that quality, you've got a chance of that happening.
And at the other end of the park, your young keeper made a fantastic save.
From our own player, Andy Taylor. But, yeah, you know, I think in the game he's not really had many shots to save, so his concentration levels were excellent. And like you say, to get that touch on that was a brilliant save for us, and a crucial time.
You kept his shape despite being disrupted again. Mm. What's the news on Bright and Kyle Vassell?
Yeah, I think Kyle's got a bang hip to hip because their lad went off as well. So, you know, from that clash, you know, the two of them resulted in them being substituted. Bright should be okay. I think it was just cramped, you know. Yeah, I thought he was fabulous for us first half and gives us an outlet. So I think it's just cramped, and we'll work on that with him.
None of the boys who you had to throw into it from the bench did themselves any harm, did they?
No, we just said that. You know, it's a squad game. And obviously the lads that came on played a massive part, and we said that a bit before during the week that the subs would have to play a part, and they certainly did, and there's a good spirit brewing amongst them already, and that's important, and the win today will only enhance that.
And finally, we saw a little bit of why maybe you've given Danny Pugh the captain's armband. At one end he has a shot blocked on the edge of the box, it switches to the other, and he might be 30 something, but he was the guy who got it away.
Outstanding. I thought, you know, him and Jim McAllister in there today were terrific for us as well. And they had to go through a hell of a lot of work. But you're right, you know, he epitomises what I hope my teams are about. And it was a fabulous performance from him and the rest of the team.
Squad depth tested, another game coming up Tuesday.
Yeah, very much so. So we'll have to recover well and recover quickly and see who's fit and available. I'll have to just keep on the phone. I might have had a night off, but never mind.